In eastern Ohio, officials are enforcing a one-mile evacuation area around a hazardous train derailment. The freight train was carrying hazardous chemicals when it crashed on Friday night, and fires have been burning ever since. Keith Drabick is fire chief of nearby East Palestine, Ohio.
We are at a risk now of a catastrophic failure of that container. Measures are being taken to try and control that and prevent that from happening.
Let's get the latest from Julie Grant. She is managing editor for the Allegheny Front in nearby Kent, Ohio. Hi, Julie.
Hi there.
Last night was night three of these rail cars burning. What is the latest today?
Okay, well, a video posted by the city of East Palestine this morning showed there was heavy smoke coming from that derailment site. It's just a mess of train cars. There were no flames in the video today. News reports from last night, as you said, reported that it continues to burn there. I spoke with some residents. They've moved to a hotel further away. They said they didn't hear this, but other people in that hotel reported hearing an explosion at around 3 o'clock in the morning.
Have you been able to get close to the site in your reporting? Look at it?
No, I was there yesterday. They have a very strict one-mile radius around the site. They don't want anyone there. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine issued a statement last night actually urging people, anyone within a mile radius who had not yet left the area, to evacuate immediately. There's concern that from the governor that there was a drastic temperature change in one of the rail cars, and that meant there's potential for a tanker failure, which he says could cause an explosion with the potential of deadly shrapnel traveling up to a mile from the site.
And what do we know about this risk that the governor and others have mentioned? I gather one chemical that officials are really worried about is vinyl chloride.
Yeah, I mean, all we know at this point is that that is a known carcinogen and that was in some number of the tanker cars. There have been varied reports on how many of them. The Columbiana County Emergency Management Agency, they posted on social media about the combustible liquids that were in some of the cars, as well as that vinyl chloride. And some of the other cars had previously carried benzene, which is another chemical that's known to cause cancer. We don't know at this point the status of that.
And do we know much about whether these chemicals that were on board, the hazardous chemicals, were spilled into the ground, whether they were released into the air?
Well, on Sunday, local and state officials said that they were monitoring the air in East Palestine. And they've been telling residents, and this is a quote, that the air in the community is safe. Now, I was there yesterday walking around town, and I have to say, it smelled really bad. And people I spoke with were worried about it.
National investigators have blamed the derailment, I understand, on a mechanical problem involving the axle. What do we know about the cause?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's about it. The National Transportation Safety Board was on the scene. They held a press conference on Sunday, and they said there are indications that there was a mechanical issue on one of the rail car axles. They do expect to issue a more comprehensive preliminary report of their findings in about 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, okay. And finally, authorities have issued an evacuation order. You talked about that. I understand hundreds over the weekend were not leaving. Can they be forced out?
Yeah, so there's about almost 5,000 residents who live in this one-mile radius around this site. From what I read, 500 approximately still remained within there. Governor DeWine said in a statement that anyone within that one-mile radius now who had not yet evacuated needed to do so immediately. The Columbiana County Emergency Management Agency, those who were still there could be arrested on misconduct charges or more serious child endangerment charges if children are still in the evacuation zone.
All right, that is the Allegheny Front's managing editor, Julie Grant. Julie, thanks for the time.
Well, thank you.